a great idea. The Athletic came up with it. The Athletic Columbus did it. Tom Reed, one of the brilliant writers of The Athletic and a good friend of the program, joins us now, and a fine Liverpool fan joining us now. Tom, how did you guys – what led to the idea? How did you come up with the list, the inaugural list of who were going to be the people considered? Because there's even some tremendous people who are left off, which speaks to the amount of talent that's come through town here in the last 100 years or so. Give me a little bit of background about how it came about, my friend.
Well, this obviously with as you guys and everyone is kind of in the sports world, kind of grappling with things to work on right now and things to kind of keep our readers and listeners interested. This was an idea that was kind of hatched, and different cities took different tacks. There's some great ones out there that are just doing a class of 25, just a one bang thing. And for Cleveland and Columbus, I thought, let's just do five. Let's turn it into something every year. Let's do it five each year.
I like that.
And that way it's more exclusive and it creates more arguments, and boy, did it create arguments. I'll get to that in a second. But that was kind of the genesis of it. And the one we did in Cleveland, it was with Pat McManaman and Zach Mizell and myself. We almost needed no intervention. Jason Lloyd recommended a couple people, but we came to a consensus on the final five. I knew Columbus was going to be a lot different. Just using the people that we had with Ari and Bill, who are so plugged in with Ohio State football and Ohio State basketball. And then Porty, Aaron, myself, and then Allison, who come from kind of different backgrounds. I'm like, this is going to be a mess. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be a mess. And it was a mess. They were like, at one point, Porty, I know he was saying this facetiously, said, if that person's off, I don't want my name on this. And Ari was absolutely livid about not getting Urban Meyer farther along down the chain.
Sure.
So it was fun. It was a lot of fun, but it was, and I think this is what Hall of Fames are like anyway. I used to cover the Hall of Fame for the Beacon Journal, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and you listen to talk to writers and you listen to the stories and the arguments that they would have on decision day. And not that it never got personal, but it was like, you're really passionate. I was really passionate for Bill Willis. I wanted Bill Willis to get in because I know the longer this goes on, it'll be harder to get him in because there's going to be some other people that are extremely deserving and younger people too. So that's kind of the background of it.
Tom, how did you guys go from, reading the article, you're like, people that are from here to people who did most of their stuff here to people who haven't? Because when I look at the list and I see Michael Thomas, I think of people outside of Ohio probably just view him as a saint. You know what I mean? And he's not really a Columbus, Ohio kid. He's not, had 1 year really here. It wasn't. So I'm wondering, how did you guys narrow it down to be like, these are people that have come through here at some time versus being from here? I saw Lev Bell's name, and on the article as well. Just how was that whole process? Because I can already imagine the arguments. Heck, if you threw this list in the locker room, if you just did an Ohio State one, you're going to get arguments.
If we did Ohio State football, if we just did Ohio State football, there would be arguments.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And one of the great things about this was having a cross-section of age, especially with Ari and Bill. They're much younger than the rest of us. Everyone's younger than me. But just the idea of those guys, look, these guys are 100 years old. We need this person. Like Ari's list of 10, I think, included Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm like, that's not a bad pick because I would have gone with Michael Johnson or Michael Thomas as well, just because to your question, James, one of the hardest things for me, I'm from a pro sports background. I never really covered a lot of colleges. So for me, a lot of it is, okay, very good in college, a very good player in college. What do they do to representing Ohio State at the next level? And then there were other people who were saying, no, that shouldn't be the criteria. It should be what they did here when they were in Columbus. So you had this, and there was not a right answer. I don't think there's a right answer. That's what makes the whole thing fun. Sorry, the dog's barking.
That's fine, Tom.
So, oh my God, live radio, get in here. So,
Yeah, well, what's the dog's name, Tom? What's the dog's name?
Simon. He's Simon. He's usually on podcasts too, on a hockey podcast. I will not step outside. Oh my God, there's dogs in the neighborhood. It was crazy. It was a crazy thing, and like I said, Ari was all upset, and I mean, when we did the one in Cleveland, we appointed a judge. Zach Jackson was our judge. We only needed him once, and it was really early. We needed Allison in every round because we could not reach consensus on anything. And again, it speaks to someone, I think, Bo, you might have met. It does speak to the talent, and we miss people. We miss a bunch of people in Columbus that will be on next time. And then plus there will be other people coming in that we know that we want to include in the class. And I think next year what's going to be fun is we're going to get the subscribers involved. And I don't know how we're going to do this, but in December, we're going to put out the preliminary list, and we're going to have their votes count as 1/5 of our selection process. So that should be fun. I think the one thing I respected was people seemed to take it in the spirit that it was given, that they were like, no one was just like crazy about things, but they did bring up a lot of good points of this person should have been on, this person shouldn't be off. You know, what do you do with Jerry Lucas and John Havlicek? I mean, It's crazy that one of those guys has to wait a year, but it's a lot of great talent in the city.
Hey, Tom, Tom Reed, The Athletic, joining us on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Your Cleveland 5, I have not read the Cleveland one. I've read the Columbus one. The Cleveland 5, do I have it right? Off the top of my head, I would go Jim Brown, Otto Graham, Paul Brown, LeBron James, Bob Feller. That's off the top of my head.
Otto Graham did not make it.
Wow.
Jeez. So for me, I know. For me, Bob Feller. It was either Bob Feller or Otto Graham. Let me think of the list here. Boy, a lot of pressure. The two Browns, Jim and Paul.
Yeah. LeBron.
LeBron was 3. Feller was 4. And I honestly can't think of who the fifth person is. You're putting me on the spot here.
No. It's okay. That's amazing.
No. I got it. The guy that should have. This was an also an. This is a good segue because it goes back to Columbus. Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens, who was a Cleveland native, and it was the whole idea of should Jesse be really in both of them, because he could have probably made a really strong push to finish top 5 in Columbus, too. I'm going to share one story with you guys real quickly.
Sure.
That when anyone says, Bo, James, who had the greatest performance in Ann Arbor as a Buckeye? Your response is going to be 1935, Jesse Owens set 4 world records in a 45-minute span.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I've never heard anything like that. 4 world records in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That was our Cleveland guys.
All right, very good. Tom, this is a fantastic idea that you guys have. I love how you fleshed it out. Your inaugural class in Columbus ended up being Arch, Hondo, Woody, Jack, and Katie. And the fact that I can say just one name to them without their full names or nicknames in some cases tells you all you need to know about the talent that made the inaugural list. Appreciate your time, my friend, and appreciate all the work that you do. Thank you so much for the time.